contract to work with Environment Canada. They have a weather monitoring system that's being used to help fight fires here in BC and around the world. Most recently, it was used during the massive fires in Oklahoma and Texas earlier this month. Our intern, Grace Sullivan, took a tour with Eric Embacher.
So we've got, these are examples of data loggers, for instance. The same data loggers that we were talking about here with the Water Service of Canada contract. The most remarkable attribute of these is its sheer ruggedness. Survivability, reliability. We know that it can survive air attacks, it can survive hurricanes, as you've seen on some of the posters. We actually had one recently, a customer story told us that it survived a direct hit by lightning.
Wind speed 2.4 miles per hour.
Don't actually explain to me how that works, though.
This is a computer. Just like you've got a personal computer on your desk or under your desk, this is a full computer. It's got input, where you can use the screen to interact with it. It's got output, the USB and the satellite transmitter to either send data remotely or allow you to just grab it on site. And its job is to essentially control a weather station. This is the brain of a weather station. Without this, the whole system won't work, and everything is really built around this being the central hub.
How does this technology benefit things such as forest fires?
You need to gather the meteorological conditions in order to figure out what is the risk of a fire happening, and if a fire does happen, how fast is it going to spread, where is it going to spread? So essentially it's planning and preparing for the inevitable fire that will happen. So it's very critical data that is used to help make decisions about, well, should we move some resources in here to this very dry area because we're expecting there's going to be some fire activity.
And has this fire technology been used in BC yet?
Oh, absolutely. For the last 30 years, we've been working with BC Ministry of Forests, really since this company started. They're our oldest customers, so yeah, there are a lot of these stations. I would probably count between 200 and 300 stations with technology supplied by FTS in use in BC Forests.
Air temperature 7.08 degrees, humidity 48%. Wind speed 2.4 miles per hour.
And are you just able to tell me what that's actually doing when it does that?
Well, what it's doing is reporting back the current conditions that it's measuring right now. It told me, I think what we had there was air temperature, humidity, and wind speed. So as the owner of the station, I might assign the code 111, which is what I use, to give me those parameters, and I will know those are that's the common one I'm going to look after when I'm doing a prescribed burning. I may have different codes for different situations. As well, I may also program it to say, if I'm not calling in, you tell me, broadcast out a warning if the air temperature goes above 80 degrees and the wind speed changes from, you know, where it is by another 30 degrees. You tell me that and it'll actually broadcast and alert me of that. That's my cue to take action. Get out of the way.
Wind speed 2.4 miles per hour.
That was our intern, Grace Sullivan, speaking with Eric Embacher of Forest Technology Systems in Victoria. Firefighting going high tech. And it is time now to take a look at what's happening in the world of sports. And Kelly Neck.